Good morning, I'm Adam Cavalier, News Talk 800 WVHU. Authorities say firefighters have found four people dead at the scene of a house fire reported overnight in Portsmouth in southern Ohio. Fire Chief Bill Raisin describes the victims as three adults and a child. Raisin says firefighters responding to the call that came in around 3:30 a.m. found no visible flames, but only smoke coming from the home. It was located in the 1500 block of 4th Street. Dispatchers say it didn't take long for crews to bring the fire under control, as firefighters were still on the scene at 6:30 this morning. The cause of the fire is under investigation and other details were not immediately available. Trash has been piling up in Putnam County because a garbage collection business has gotten behind in its service. State Public Service Commission spokeswoman Sarah Robinson says the commission has been getting complaints from residents in neighborhoods served by Cummings Collection. Company co-owner Betty Cummings says the company has had mechanical problems and difficulties keeping workers on the job. Southern and Appalachian states ranked among the most obese states in the nation, according to a Centers for Disease Control report released Thursday. Mississippi was tops in the country with 32% of adults considered obese. West Virginia not too far behind that with a little more than 29%. Experts blame Southern and Appalachian eating habits, poverty, and demographic groups that have higher obesity rates. As many as 7,000 Free Will Baptists are coming to Charleston for their denomination's 72nd annual convention. Director of the denomination's Tennessee headquarters, Keith Burden, says the faithful will start arriving in West Virginia's capital city today. Crowded conditions and low morale at one of two state-run psychiatric hospitals has prompted workers to make their frustrations public. Members of the West Virginia Public Workers Union plan a rally outside Mildred Mitchell Bateman Hospital in Huntington today. The West Virginia Division of Tourism has launched a website for tourists traveling on two wheels, suggesting routes and destinations for motorcyclists. The site, wvmountainrider.com, also includes safety tips and information about upcoming motorcycle rallies and events. In sports, the Reds losers to the Mets last night 10-8. The team's at it again tonight, 7-10 first pitch here on News Talk 800. News at the top and bottom of each hour and on demand at 800wvhu.com. I'm Adam Cavalier, News Talk 800 WVHU. We have you covered.